Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Malik Collins, quad injury, and Malik, who's done a really nice job at defensive tackle, out for the rest of the season. Dylan Sampson, calf injury. Wyatt Teller, calf injury week to week, although Kevin later said Wyatt's out this week. And Jack Conklin, concussion. I want to just give Jack Conklin a hug or something. That guy gets beat up, man. That's rough.
I don't know. It's time to take care of your body on him. I mean, that concussion
stuff. It might be, Andy.
Yeah. I mean,
it might be.
Unfortunate.
Apparently, we have some social media news.
Oh, good. That's
involving quarterback drama stuff.
Ooh.
That one of the quarterbacks is going to say, please don't do that again. We'll share that with you next here on Baskin and Phelps. Dylan Sampson, Wyatt Teller, calf injuries. They're week to week. Although Kevin later said Wyatt Teller's out this week and then kind of caught himself. And Jack Conklin with a concussion. That's rough for Jack.
This team gives me a concussion.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps.
Did not give you a little bit of a concussion, Jeff?
So we stumbled across this. It's out there. So we're going to go ahead and share it with everybody.
Oh, great.
What do I tell you about Twitter and
nothing
everything?
Good comes from social media, Jeff Phelps. Circa, Dylan, I think you said that in 2004.
Dylan Gabriel has done a really nice job of being right down the line, not saying anything.
Didn't said a word.
Good, bad. He's just been a good teammate.
Not even indifferent.
His,
you normally have good, bad, and indifferent.
His girlfriend, indifferent. I'm assuming fiance, because there's a picture of him proposing and she was like all aghast. So she must have said yes.
Didn't see it coming.
Nope. They've
probably
dated
went
since
to Bookman.
They've dated since high school, which is nice.
They look a little stressed. If they would have gone to Bookman, I don't think they would have been stressed.
Anyhow, she went to TikTok and put up a get ready with me video to go to the Browns game or get ready to do whatever she's doing. And then she captioned it, Browns lost, what's new, but with a little like smiley, laughing, crying emoji, you know, emoji where you're
big
crying.
Big tears down the right, left, yeah.
And somebody came back at her and said, you know, I took offense to it and said, you know, you shouldn't say that. You know, you didn't say that when your guy was quarterback and they lost. And she said, if you don't laugh, and you know you're going to cry or whatever, you know, something like that. Yeah, and I get it. I understand what she said. And then somebody came back and said a kind of a nasty comeback to her. And then she said, actually, everyone in the building wants him to play.
I'm sure Shador wants to play, so I think
everybody
is a bad
but
word
one
there.
Yeah, anyway.
Well, she didn't say it. She said everybody. And that's the
probably she said
the
right everyone. Thing. Actually, everyone in the building wants him to play.
Oh, well, if that's the case.
And then she continued but to respond to the person and said, but you wouldn't know that because you've never played in the NFL or been a coach. Okay.
Oh, boy.
This is where Dylan Gabriel says, honey, I love you. We've been together since high school. Please, please don't express any more feelings on social media about my status and my standing on the team. Nothing good. From up there on the Twitter or the TikTok.
Nothing good comes from that. Oh, my God. Goodness.
Now, let me ask you this.
That? Yes.
Think she knows something?
Well, I think she knows what she thinks she knows. You know, what do you think he's coming home at the end of the day going, oh, I think everybody wants me to play, but I don't know what's going on.
No, it might be talking to other wives and girlfriends and stuff.
Oh,
I mean, that's a good source.
Is it? Is it really a good source?
Well, fill in the blanks. Fiance said that she liked him.
Everybody on our group chat thinks you should be playing.
What are you, Nick Wilson?
No, but I'm just like, you know, if they say it, now I know why you get it. By the way, bravo to him for taking a very delicate situation and turning it into an entertaining and memorable spot.
A phenomenal spot.
Yes.
Best spot we've ever had here at 92.3 The Fan. One that Dan will have to run through his little machine.
Why do we have to have this?
Do you think she knows anything?
No. Jeff, times? No. This is okay. Let's be really honest. And there are people who still think this about me anyway. So, when I first started in the business, and I'm sure you did too in this business, right? I was in Montana. I was in Montana for a reason. There are people that would still like to see me in Montana, so they wouldn't have to hear me for 20 hours a week here, right here, or had to watch me for TV.
I enjoy listening to you for 20 hours a week.
Yeah, I know you do. You don't have a choice. They're paying you for it, and if they didn't pay you for it, you'd be out the door in less than 5 seconds. The point is that, and God bless my dad. You know, my dad every week would ask me to send back all the sportscasts I did from Missoula.
Oh, that was nice of him.
And they were brutal. Brutal. And my dad would say, oh, my God, you're doing great. You're awesome. Can't wait. Why are you not here? Why are you not in Cleveland yet? Why are you not working here? And I'd be like, I don't know, Dad. Guys like Mr. Phelps don't want to hire me. Just kidding. And I would say,
I had no hiring power.
I know you didn't. And I would say to my dad, Dad, it'll eventually happen. I got to keep working at what I'm doing. I got to work hard. And he would be like, okay, well, I like your attitude, but I think you should be on here. That was because he was supposed to. My mom was supposed to say the same things. So was my dad. So was your wife, girlfriend, husband, significant other, any way you want to look at it. That's their job. They're there to support you and be your biggest fan. And I would hope that if they're engaged, she is his biggest fan. And she wants him to play. And I don't blame her for that. Yet, I would just keep it between the two of you. That's
right. Yeah.
Going to social media, not exactly the brightest
idea.
There
you go.
No, not good.
There you go. Bad thing for me is, and again, I don't have a horse in this race.
Mm-hmm.
What I want is somebody who wears an orange helmet or occasionally a white helmet to go out and play really, really well and answer the question, do we have a quarterback here?
By the way, why'd they switch uniforms? They won last week. They should have wore the same. I know.
You're not allowed.
You're not allowed. How stupid is this? Why can't the home team wears a...
Okay.
That drove me nuts.
I want to see more of Dylan Gabriel. But I want to see more of Shedeur Sanders. And I don't think a guy who would like to see more of both of these guys is going to have it his way. Do you?
Nope.
Who's calling the shot?
Who's calling the quarterback shot on this? What do you think?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
She makes it sound like it's not your head coach.
Oh, well, then who is it? Because everybody works in the building.
Well, it's got to be the groupthink.
Well, the groupthink's down a guy.
The groupthink has three wins this year.
I would assume.
No, that's still a group, even though you've lost, you know.
Are you checking in with DePodesta?
Oh, you might as well.
And he's saying, I'm sorry, I'm scouting middle infielders.
What was the stat that Stefanski was only coach of the year when DePodesta was here? Remember those? Remember those days?
You mean like the email I got earlier today?
Yes, I thought that was an excellent email. I'm glad you brought that to our attention.
I got an email. Stefanski only won coach of the year when DePodesta was here. Just saying. He was here for part of this year, wasn't he?
Yes. But he didn't win coach of the year this year yet.
We go to Medina County. Ed joins us now. Hello, Ed.
Senior correspondent Ed, is it true? I heard a rumor it was your birthday.
It was your anniversary.
Yeah, oh, the same.
And my birthday, that's correct.
One in the same. What a festive week. What a festive weekend.
Yeah, you guys are...
Guys are prowling on each other.
You know each other's birthdays and anniversaries.
Wait a second. Senior correspondent Ed, hang on a second. Jeff, what did you just say? The fact that I know when his birthday is and he knows when my anniversary is, that's...
A little too conveniently close to me.
Senior correspondent Ed, read him the riot act, would you please?
Well, you know, it's Monday. We're trying to be positive, but football is a game of emotion, just like anniversaries and birthdays.
Yes.
I believe the fact that Stefanski is a kind of even-keeled guy and lacks a lot of outward emotion when things don't go well doesn't sit with the fans, and it doesn't sit with Dylan Gabriel's wife or girlfriend, whatever she is.
You missed one.
Reacting from emotion. And I think that's, I mean, you know, I don't want to get into the psychology of the whole thing, but you know, fans see that, and we're not getting anywhere. And we got this quarterback, we got that quarterback, and this isn't working. And it's all even keel. And so the real question is, what are Jimmy and Dee's emotions as they go through another? You know, it goes back to Watson. They gave him Watson. You got to play with that. We do have money limitations, right? And so, you know, we're not going to fire you because we gave you the team that you got. What say you for Baskin and Mr. Anniversary?
No, you're off. So close.
Mr. Anniversary, okay. Baskin.
Yes.
You got to give him another chance.
Give him a chance. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. For Mr. Anniversary Baskin and Jeff Phelps, this is Senior Correspondent Ed from Medina. What say you?
Thank you, Senior Correspondent Ed.
The whole outro made me forget what he said.
Didn't really matter, did it?
No, it actually really
did.
Oh,
he's really still there. Did. Hang on. He can give it to you again.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
It's emotion. That's your topic.
It's the emotion.
Thank you.
All right, Talk amongst yourself.
There you go.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you.
There it is.
He's right. He's right about her. It's emotion. It's family. It's to her. She thinks if one person comes up to her and says, you know, I think Dylan should be starting, then everyone does. It's let's blow everything out of proportion. That's the way we live in life right now. Everything's blown out of proportion.
Kind of is, isn't it?
Everything. You know what isn't? The Big Ten championship game and who's going to win the Heisman. That's not blown out of proportion. The winner of that game gets the Heisman, I think. And maybe the Browns get Mendoza next year. Who knows? I'm not 100% sold, but...
Well, you took a left turn.
No, I'm just tired
of talking. Tired of talking about this?
It's not that I'm tired of talking about, but I need something positive to hang my hat on here.
Well, how about riddle me this? Do you think there's any way that we get a decent look at both of these quarterbacks the rest of the way? I think Dylan's playing time might be done, and you're going to see Shedeur the rest of the way.
Oh, I felt that way yesterday.
Yeah, you're going to see Shedeur the rest of the way.
Yeah,
and then they have some decisions to make. or somebody has some decisions to make. Who might that be? Well, that's another question. You never know. We'll see, won't we?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.